Hello and welcome to the Friday, July 20th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Over the last few weeks, we had a lot of discussions about passwords and the issues evolving around passwords. So it's no surprise that there's a paper that gets a lot of interest today that proposes an alternative to passwords. This particular paper uses something called implicit learning. Implicit learning essentially refers to the fact that you sometimes remember things or know how to do things without actually being able to describe how you're doing it. Riding a bike is frequently sort of quoted as an example of this. But even with passwords, if you think about, I know for myself that there are a couple of complex passwords I use. I wouldn't be able to tell you the password necessarily, but I know how to type it. And it's actually sometimes kind of painful that I'm not able to type it on a different keyboard, for example. However, what they're using here is a little game. In this game, there are some blobs that are sort of falling down, and the pattern at which the blobs come down, that repeats, and the user is kind of asked then to intercept those blobs as they come down, and over time, the user will learn how to beat the game without actually remembering how these blobs exactly fall or in what sequences they exactly come. Problem with this method is that it takes about 30 minutes to learn to beat the game. So in order to set up a new account, you essentially would have to spend 30 minutes. And then, of course, it also takes quite a time to actually enter the password, if you want to say so. Now, the attack model they're trying to beat here is where the user actually gives up the password either voluntarily or by being coerced to actually giving up the password. And realistically, that's not our number one threat if you think about recent news. For example, the pattern that the user would type in would still end up in some database, and an attacker who would get a hold of the database may still be able to replay that pattern. But I think we shouldn't discard the paper necessarily. Yes, it's not practical, but it is a research experiment really at this point. And I think some of these ideas may actually lead us to better options than our plain old username and password. And then I mentioned yesterday how Firefox 14 directs users to Google's HTTPS site. There's also another security issue that was fixed in Firefox 14 that I didn't mention yesterday, and that's the fact that in its thumbnail view, HTTPS sites are no longer cached. So that particular problem has been fixed in Firefox 14. And with respect to the use of HTTPS for Google, Google actually clarified a little bit what they're doing here with the refer. As expected, if you click on a search result, the refer URL will no longer be sent. However, if you're clicking on an ad on the result page, then your refer string will be sent to the advertiser and will be available to them. And Sophos got an interesting write-up on its Naked Security site about fake Facebook messages that are currently being used to spread malware. The scheme isn't overall new, it's really just a new variation of it, where you receive an email that claims that someone tagged you in a picture. If you click on the link, you're then being redirected to the typical malware sites like Black Hole and so on. Now, the emails themselves appear to come from Facebook, but if you look closer, Facebook is actually spelled with three O's in the from header. So that's notification at Facebook, book with three O's, .com. Otherwise, they look really pretty much like a Facebook message is supposed to look. I've seen this also used for ads where popular users on Facebook are being tagged in ads, hoping that their friends are going to then click on the notification, the legitimate notification in that case, and are then being directed to the advertisement image instead of a legitimate image where this user is actually being tagged in. And just when you think that it's over with privacy, YouTube is coming out with an interesting feature to bring privacy back to some YouTube videos by allowing users to blur out faces. This is a new feature that YouTube added to its toolset to manipulate videos after you upload them. And with this particular feature, you are then able to automatically blur out images of users that may not necessarily want to be seen in these videos. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.